So he says, just like those roots, but they're round. And that's what people eat. And they also eat something else, you know, vegetables, not like your people, he says. And he talks about, he says, some animals like buffalo or moose, they keep those. And he describes animals, and sometimes the elders didn't listen, the young people just sort of watch him in awe and really taken by his story. But nobody believed. No elders believed in me. They said, oh, really good makeup story. And that happens. But nobody believed. And then one day, he was asked, how did you get here? He said, oh, just a few years back, I joined in with a group of people down here, just in James Bay somewhere, and began to stay with them. And ever since then, I spin around, join another group of people in here and there, and now I'm here. But they said, where did you come from? And they said, oh, some distance away. That's about it. So the strange thing about him is when he speaks, he used to speak in his sleep. And when he speaks in his sleep, he speaks different language, which none of the language that is known here. So many have actually wondered, you know, why they never really cared. And the Omaskew people used to have this funny, what do you call that, slogan or slang word. If somebody does something amongst them, maybe a man, he's great on something, he's expert in doing something. So they will say, hi, you are Mr. Gozon. That means, hooray, white man, or the European, because they really respect and fear the European, the white skinned people. So they think they're great people, gods more like. So they wanted to be like them. They think they are great, they're very smart, they're very respected, they think. So that's what they say whenever somebody does something, hi, I'm Mr. Gozon, or whatever he does. So they used to call this guy, hi, Mr. Gozon, but they didn't understand the language. They never actually speak to the Europeans, they just hear, and that's the kind of noise they hear. So, I stay with this man, and then, they didn't even actually care about it after, they just totally forgot, and they just stay with him. And one day, there was this hunting season arrived, and they were with this guy. The only thing about this Wasahenegum, he was not as good as the native people. He's short of strength, he's not as durable as the Indian people. He's not as artistic when he's hunting. He sort of follow alone. He never leads the way. So he depended a lot on the experts, hunters. So he just followed. So this is what happens. They usually put him in, you know, like person who is not skilled. So they put him in at the women when they're caribou hunting. You know, to close the cap over there at the big end of the funnel, to run sideways and push the caribou in. That's how they use them. And one day, that's what they did. And there was young lady there. There was an orphan girl, orphan, you know, without parents. And she was maybe 13 years old or 15. Very nice looking little girl. So he befriended with her because when they were running around back and forth there, she was next to her. And he got pity on her because she was really putting all her might and she was sweating and really tight. And after the shooting of caribous, after they have shot all the caribous, when they bring all the things into the place on the sleigh and take it home, which is about 5 miles away, and they take all the caribous and brought it in and begin to cut. And usually the leader of the clan or the family, one will be assigned to distribute equally with this food. So that's what the old man did.